嗨，大家好，我是乃哥。
嗨，大家好，我是米雪儿。欢迎来到中文不太好。
我们是这个系列是交友到恋爱的七堂课。然后在这个系列，我们要来做三件事情。第一件事情就是讨论恋爱的价值观。第二件事情是检视自己的人际关系。第三件事情就是开始动手去找对象了。今天就要开始去动手了，开始动起来了。今天是第六集了，我们要讨论我不确定是不是暧昧关系怎么办。如果你今天跟另外一个人你们这样的一个互动，你根本也不确定说你们算不算是暧昧的关系，那应该怎么办呢？所以我们就会开始讨论说接下来该怎么办，什么时候应该停止，以及当是一些复杂的状况的时候我们会给的建议。 OK, how to start, 接下来怎么办呢？好，我们先来讨论一件事情好了。这件事情很多人喜欢讨论，那就是女生应该主动吗？Should girls be proactive, do you think, when it comes to dating, flirting, whatever you want to call it?
At minimum, they have to be very good at being responsive or encouraging the guy.
What's being responsive? Michelle 说女生可能或许不用到主动的程度，但至少当男生来接触你的时候呢，你要能够有回应，你要有 yeah, 就是不要太冷淡。What would that look like?For example, how have guys approached you? What would be a proactive response?
Well, if a guy asks you out, you say yes. That's like the basic.
啊，比如说男生约你出去的时候呢，女生好歹有时候要答应嘛。So not every single time. You're not saying yes every single time to every single person.
No, no, no. Only if you want to encourage the guy.
如果你想要这个男生继续约你，你就说好啊。如果你不想要这个男生继续约你，你当然就是拒绝咯。如果你不想要这个男生约你，你还说好啊，那就会 sending the wrong signals。好，下一个 ，How to not be a creepy guy？ 来，女生对男生在接触女生的时候呢，有什么建议 ？What advice would you give guys when approaching girls？ 怎么样才不会是个怪咖？怎么样才不会吓到女生？男生应该怎么样？想象今天我想象我们是同学。然后我们认识一个月两个月，我应该如果我今天邀请你要约你，我应该怎么做
？I've never had a guy be creepy towards me. So
okay, so what would be the good right thing to do?
Right thing?
Mm-hmm.
Be friendly.
Friendly, 友善一点。
And
what if I'm nervous? 万一男生很紧张怎么办？你会给他们什么建议
？You can be friendly and nervous at the same time.
Okay, 哎，很好哦 ，Michelle 说。你很紧张没关系，你很紧张的同时，人家也是感受得到你的善意的。Okay, what else? What would be a good start? So, 一个男生问你什么，你是会答应的。What kind of invitation would you say yes to if a guy came up to you?
What kind of invitation?
Invitation to what? Where?
I think group things are less intimidating.
一开始先以群体的方式一起出去。
And it's good to, instead of just hanging out, to like have something you're doing together, like some purpose.
有一个一起在做的事，有个目的，稍微也好一点点。
Yeah, if you don't know the guy very well.
所以举例子 ,so can you tell everybody what we did, how we hung out for the first time?
Besides meeting each other, the first time after that, we decided to do another evangelism trip with the same group of people.
Was that, 但是我们不是还有先去你家看电影吗？
One time we decided to watch a movie together.
所以呢，有一次呢，我们就是决定我们一起跑去 Michelle 她住的地方。
And it wasn't just you, I also invited another guy friend of mine.
所以呢，她也邀了她一个朋友，
Am I
一个男生朋友，然后再加上她找了她的室友。
Yeah.
所以我们总共四个人、五个人一起就看一个电影。
Mm-hmm.
所以 Michelle 说，男生怎么样，不要让女生觉得说有点怪怪的，或者有点不舒服。哎，邀请女生。参与一个至少是一个小团体的类型的 hangout， 然后像我们那次就是看一部电影，我们看宫崎骏的一部电影，
yeah.
那就是 something to do， 就会有一个很明确的，我们来就是为了看这个电影，我们会一起看这个电影，看完这个电影之后呢，你想要先走也没关系，你想要留下来多吃饭聊天干嘛干嘛的也没关系，所以明确一点点，以一个 group hangout 这样子不错。好 ，OK, flirting advice, 搞暧昧的一些建议。What's it like flirting with somebody? Have you ever flirted with anybody? Have you ever realized somebody was trying to flirt with you? 通常讲说搞暧昧指的就是男生女生之间嘛，就是我们会私底下一对一的互动。It must be like a one-on-one kind of interaction, right?
Yeah.
暧昧的话当然就不会是一群人一起的时候了。当然你可以在一群人一起的时候单独的跟一个人怎么样去互动啦。What kind of flirting advice would you give your friends? 怎么样一对一的这种暧昧是好。
Did you ever feel like I was flirting with you before we got together?
Well, it depends on what flirting means.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.Michelle, 你会怎么去定义暧昧关系？对你来说，什么叫做暧昧？我先讲对我来说什么是暧昧好了。
Okay.
暧昧就是当一个男生、一个女生，当两个人之间，哎，很明显，你们是愿意当朋友的。So at least you have to start up being friends.、
Mm-hmm.
你们是当得起朋友的。好，再来的话呢是。除了朋友之外呢，我再多花一点时间跟力气跟这个人相处，我是愿意的。So other than just like friends that you do stuff together,、
mm-hmm.
I'm interested in you enough that I will go out of my way to spend time with you or do something with you.、
Mm-hmm.
像是这样，所以当时呢，我跟 Michelle 有到这样的程度。I mean, we went to buy stuff together, went to bookshops together.
Yeah.
所以我们一起去逛街，就只有我们两个人。我们一起去看电影，就只有我们两个人，像是这样子。That whole thing is kind of approaching
when
what
I,
you say
when I asked you to buy me cardstock, I suppose that was kind of like flirting.、
嗯、然后 Michelle 呢，她也主动请我帮她去买一个东西，然后就是帮她买，因为我开车，她没有开车。
I was pretty sure I was taking advantage of you being kind to me.
That's something else. That's called 工具人。
It's a different thing.
Yeah, that's called tool man.
Okay.
那就是你有利用价值，所以呢，我就叫你帮我做事。
Okay.
That happens quite a lot. 其实很多的女生都会这样子去使唤男生。
That's very nice.
啊，我没有说不好哦。Some people think being a tool man is bad.
Oh.
Or telling or using guys is bad.、
Oh.
我觉得没有不好哦。我觉得一个女生，当她当然不要过分要求了，但是当一个女生请一个男生帮她忙的时候，单纯只是因为她知道这个男生对她感兴趣，所以呢，她就请她帮一些忙。这件事情本身没有不好。You can see it as a test. If you asked a small favor from me, I'm like, I don't want to be a tool man. No, be my girlfriend first.如果是这样子的话，如果我跟他说没有，你又不我女朋友，你当我女朋友，我在帮你做事情。哎，是这就是一个 red flag， 这个就会是一个。
Yeah, that's an automatic. Oh, I'll never ask you for help then.
对啊，就是好哦，这样啊，交换条件啊。对，所以女生记得啦，应该这样讲，我会推荐所有的男生都成为一个很热心、乐意助人、帮助别人的人，不管帮谁，帮女生也可以，帮男生也可以。女生的话呢，要多有一点智慧去判别哪些的男生是比较成熟的。Okay, back to flirting advice. 你有没有什么建议可以给大家关于这样男生女生一对一的互动
？Advice I give everyone about everything concerning dating is just be honest.
那就是要很真诚、坦诚、诚实。下一集我们会讲更多，下一集我们会跟大家分享。跟大家聊聊怎么样去诚实。So okay, yeah, that's good advice. 即便是在暧昧关系的时候呢，千万不要有一些啊，你为了要更接近对方，所以就耍的一些不是很诚实的手段。好，我们开始讨论下一个了。I mean, it's related. When to stop? 何时应该停止？当你跟另外一个人相处到一个地步，一对一的这个相处到一个地步，哦，什么时候你会发现说，等一下，不行，先踩刹车，就是或者是甚至你已经好像也算是暧昧了，可是你就哎不行，踩刹车了。Red flags, what are some red flags? 对你而言，当你在遇到一些男生的时候，有哪些是 red flag? 哪些是你看到就是不太行？
If you don't think you could see yourself marrying that person, I wouldn't date them.
好，很好。第一个就是，如果你看了这个男生整体上，你觉得说，这 大概不会愿意想要跟这个男生结婚，大概不可能。What are some reasons you wouldn't? Like a definite red flag. No, I'm not going to marry this guy. 对你而言有哪些红色警戒是不 no, 我不会跟这个人结婚的。
If he's like selfish.
自私。
Like doesn't treat other people well. Or
对待自己身边的朋友。
Other people.
对待其他的人不是很好，或者是很孤僻，没朋友。And that it? What about other stuff? What if he's not a Christian? Is that a red flag?
For me, yeah.
Okay, 所以不对 Michelle 来说，如果对方不是基督徒，信仰不一样的话呢，也不考虑。What else? Other stuff that you see? 我想增加的是脾气，一个不止人际关系，情绪管理我觉得也差很多。如果一个人他没有办法控制他的情绪的话，不管男生还是女生哦，我觉得这都是红色警戒。所以要能够管得住自己的。管得住自己的情绪是一个非常重要的事情。当然啦，如果你可以找你身边的朋友、家人来替你一起来、稍微认识一下这个人的话，也是一个方法。So how do you think your friends and family helped you like identify red flags of guys that you would meet up with or hang out with?
Growing up, I just had good examples of people who were good.And it was usually obvious when there was a guy who wasn't, like, marriage material.
Like, for example?
Like, he'd be immature. Like, he wouldn't be responsible. Or he'd be selfish. Or he'd get angry easily. Or he seems very insecure. Things like that.
所以其实 Michelle 说他的家人帮助他的方法就是当他的家人都是一些对啊，就是品性品格上面比较健康的人的时候，他就可以很清楚的看到说，哦，当他在跟一些异性相处，哦，这些人跟我的家人很不一样，他很明显不是很负责任，很明显不是很成熟，那这些就是一些红色警戒的灯就亮起来了，就不 OK。 那教会的规则呢， Church rules, ChurchYeah, stuff that you have to obey at churches. What are some church rules that you've heard before about guys and girls? Just interacting, not even dating, like interacting with each other. 你在你的教会对于男生女生的相处有哪些的规则吗？
In youth group, we weren't allowed to do full front hugs with guys.
Oh, 男生跟女生是不可以拥抱的，在他们的青少年的这个青少年这边
That was a common rule. I didn't like that rule.
Well, but nobody even hugs each other in general here in town.
Oh, in Canada, people do.
Okay, 在加拿大，大家是会互相拥抱问安的，但是他们的青年区是会特别说，来那个麻烦男生跟女生之间不要互相拥抱，不然按照他们自己的习惯，他们可能会常常就是男生女生是会互相拥抱的。Okay, that it.在我的教会呢，以前是男生女生不可以坐在一起。Boys and girls aren't even allowed to sit together.
Yeah, we don't have very strict rules in Canadian churches.
或者是在台湾会有一些男生骑机车，因为台湾很多骑摩托车的嘛，骑机车不可以男生女生互载。You can't have a boy and a girl on a scooter together. Unless they're married with 5 kids.
没有啦。Okay.
好，这对男生女生不可以一起骑机车，或者是男生跟女生不可以单独待在一个房间里面，把门关上。A boy and a girl can't stay in a room with the doors closed. Do you guys have that rule?
I don't think
we had that from Billy. We 我们是从格里和牧师那边学来的。
Yeah, I've heard about it, but I don't remember anyone that ever being a problem.
Okay, 对啦，可能就是有时候就是在一个团体里面相处起来，几乎也不太可能说真的一个男生跟女生有任何的原因会出现在同一个房间里面，结果门是关上的。好，所以注意这些 red flag， 这些红色警戒的灯号，就是哦不 OK 哦，可能这个人相处起来就是不行了，要退出，要退后了。然后呢，也要在教会，因为如果你听这个 podcast， 你是基督徒的话呢，在教会当中，通常男生跟女生之间单身的啦，尤其是年轻青少年的男生女生之间，会有一些规则。希望大家遵守，都是一些防范的机制。当然，我们也不一定同意全部。例如，我就觉得说，男生跟女生坐在旁边，怎么了吗？所以我们现在已经没有这个规则了。OK， 下一个，万一我跟现在暧昧关系的这个对象，整个很复杂， 怎么办 ？What if it's complicated？ 我们就讨论两个情况好了，就是如果今天是两个女生喜欢一个男生，或两个男生喜欢一个女生，形成了三角关系 ，we call it a love triangle。
Yeah.
怎么办？就是还没有很正式哦。Like, nobody's actually, like, dating, nobody's boyfriend, girlfriend, but it's just, obviously, yeah. it's going to turn into a love triangle. 怎么办? What advice would you give?
This happens to kids all the time.
Yeah, 在青少年当中. No, not just kids, even
really?
Adults. Yeah, it's common.
I don't know adults who do that.
对, 因为, well, you know, in churches, 在台湾一般的教会当中, 男生少女生多。There's more girls than boys usually in churches. 所以很容易就是不止一个女生同时喜欢，应该说很容易一个很有魅力的男生不止一个女生喜欢。So yeah, what advice would you give to people who are kind of stuck in that complicated situation?
I wouldn't tolerate being in a situation where there was another girl.
What would you do? Drop out?
Yeah.
哦、oh, ，Michelle 说，如果今天他发现有个三角关系，他会立刻退出。
I think you should do one person at a time, like explore if you like this person or if you could get into a relationship one at a time. You can be friends with many people, but if you're like flirting with more than one girl, I would not. I would say that's a bad characteristic.
Okay, 所以 Michelle 的意思是说，如果他今天看到有一个男生同时刻意的跟多个对象在搞暧昧的话，他就直接退出，他就直接 ，so that's a red flag for you。
Yeah，
那就是一个红色警戒灯，就是啊，这样的不要，这样的对象不 OK。
Yeah，
but what if it happened to you？ 如果今天同时有两个或以上的男生开始想要跟你约会，或者是喜欢你怎么办 ？What would you do if more than one guy approached you at the same time and you're kind of like not sure？
Okay， well I was hanging out with three guys。
At the same time.
You, two other guys.
Okay, and?
Around the same time.
So? Should I have said, oh no, this chick's flirting with three people at the same time?
I wasn't flirting with them, though. I was friends with one of them, mm-hmm. and the other one kind of asked me out.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out one time.
Mm-hmm.
And after the one time with the one guy, which was more like a date, I told him I wasn't interested.
Oh, okay.
And the other guy told me that he wasn't interested.
Okay.
He was making it clear because we were friends.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he wanted to make sure that I wasn't interested in him because he wasn't
okay,
interested.
Okay, stop. I have to translate. That's a lot of
okay,
information.
Sorry.
Okay, Michelle 呢，他就说，对他而言，当时他认识我的时候呢，他其实同时有三个男生是同时跟他就是有一对一的这种互动的。其中一个男生呢，跟他算是比较正式的，就是哦，我们就一起出去，有点像约会的感觉。那都不是男女朋友的状态，只是还在普通朋友哦，甚至也还不太算是暧昧关系，就是这种不是还不是很清楚的时候，他们就说好，不然的话我们就一对一的一起出去。然后那次出去之后呢 ，Michelle 就很明确的就拒绝这个人，他就说哦，那个我没有打算要跟你继续就是变成暧昧关系或交往关系。然后另外一个男生呢，是那个男生主动跟他说哦，我们只是普通朋友就好，我没有打算要跟你发展成别的关系。Was I the third one then?
Yeah.
So, 我就是第三个。
Well, no. The one I went on one date with was somewhere in between us meeting and us hanging out a lot.
No, what I meant was the three people you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm the other person.
Yeah, yeah, you're the third person.
Yeah. So, what was different when it came to me?
What was different?
Mm-hmm.
You were the most persistent person.
Oh, 我是那个 persistent. 我怎么翻译啊？我是最
You asked me to hang out a lot.
我是最主动的，然后跟他互动次数最多的、最主动的男生。And then what happened? It's okay, you can let him play.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. And then, 好，有点背景音乐 ，James.
So I wasn't certain at that time that you were interested in me、mm-hmm. besides friendship. But when I went on the one date with the one other guy, I already knew that if I had to choose, I would date you rather than
him. 所以呢，当他已经认识我，跟我互动起来，然后他跟另外那个男生他们这样一对一，等于算是约会之后呢，那时候的他就已经很确定了。如果他真的要二选一的话，他会选我。然后他所以于是他就跟对方讲得很清楚了。Okay, it's okay. We'll leave more of that to the next episode. Okay,
okay.
更深入关于这个啊、嗯，到底要怎么样跟一个男生、一个女生讲清楚，下一步是什么，要怎么样？好，那个我们下一个再讲。Okay, the last one is whatever podcast stories. 我跟 Michelle 最近 我跟 Michelle, me and you or just
no,
me?
No, it's just you.
我常常在看 YouTube, 然后 YouTube 上面有个频道、最近比较红叫做 Whatever Podcast, 他就是找一大堆的男生女生然后上来分享他们恋爱交友的经验，然后当然在美国嘛，是英文的，然后我就在开车的时候播，然后他就被强迫跟我一起听这些很荒谬的故事。然后说基本上呢，就是现在在美国的这整个 dating culture, 你可以说非常的以我们基督徒 的观点叫做性开放，就是乱成一团。几乎每一个上来的来宾都说，哦，我已经跟二三十个男生上过床了。啊，这些人都才20岁、21岁、22岁哦，然后很多已经到了25、26岁的人就会说：“哦，我已经跟300多个不同的男生上过床了，等等。”然后就啊，反正无论如何，当我们很用一个好的方式去男生女生去互动，我们是不需要去经历一大堆的心碎、一大堆的受伤。跟一大堆这种混乱的关系，我们也可以找到好的对象。OK, so it's homework time. 今天给大家的作业呢，第一个就是检视你自己现在有没有算是暧昧的对象。如果有的话呢，我们鼓励你诚实的跟这个人沟通，或者几个人沟通。那 Michelle 的建议就是，你可能要做出一个抉择了，如果你对象不止一个，你必须跟几个人说拜拜。第二个功课是，假如你说没有，你说没有啊，我根本没有什么爱不暧昧的对象，我根本没有单独的一对一的跟异性这样子的互动，好，那就鼓励你开始试试看。当时我也就是很简单的跟 Michelle 说，哎，怎么样，要不要我们去喝个咖啡，或者是要不要来我家我们吃饭，或者来我家看电影，就是这样啊。当然一开始都是群体的，后面才比较有机会去做一对一的。所以你的功课呢，就是去行动，去找这样子的人去约约看。再来第三个，就是直接报名参加联谊活动。其实有一些不错的、好的、品质还 OK 的、品质真正不错的、有成功案例的一些联谊活动，也有专门给基督徒的联谊活动。网络上面搜寻一下，大的教会问一下，应该都还找得到。去报名参加，至少去跨出舒适圈。OK, 那我们今天就讲到这边咯，拜拜。
拜拜。